When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, where we offer you podcasts of the supernatural and the unexplained. Get ready now for Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For over 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death, and so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. I hope you had a great week. Last week on the show, I gave you lots to think about more doctors, more stories. If you scroll back through earlier episodes, there are plenty of doctors, scientists, religious people who have had near-death experiences, people who have all kinds of reasons to believe in the afterlife. I always say I wish I had some little thumb drive I could just send to you and you could experience everything I've experienced as reasons to believe, to bring you from a hope to a faith to a knowing to that real belief that the afterlife is real. The best I can offer you are these stories and maybe give you a little push to discover more some of the things that interest you and have some extraordinary experiences. And speaking of extraordinary experiences, we had our world famous Sunday gathering today, and I just felt like being a little silly. So it was talking about the importance of adding joy and smiles and laughter into our life. I used to think an outside source was responsible for my happiness, not realizing that I'm the captain of my ship. Through engaging people in conversations about what they love about their life or great experiences they've had, it can really turn a dull situation into a great one. Even sometimes just thinking of something you're grateful for can bring a sad moment into a not so sad moment. So I'm here each and every week to hopefully put a smile on your face, give you reasons to believe in the afterlife, but most importantly, to help you live a powerful life. On this episode, I want to bring back my friend Eric from the afterlife. This is through the transmediumship of Scott Milligan. Each and every week, I get an opportunity to have an engaging conversation. And this one is special, like the others. You'll hear some great questions about how our loved ones can impact our lives from the afterlife, also some words on grief, some words about how to navigate life if one of our loved ones takes themselves out of it, and so much more. So let's just jump right in. Here are some words from my friend, Eric Robert Johnston.
Once again, we come only to serve you, not to disturb your minds or trouble your hearts, but to walk softly, not to disturb your concentration on finding peace. No matter what the day has shown you, no matter what has happened, you will always find peace when the eyes close and you move within the inner world. And within the silence of that world, you will find us as we move silently to you. We see the beauty of every thought that is inspired only to serve humanity. For the purpose of what we gain is knowing that you yourselves will approach death and not fear. For the body itself must return, but who you are lives on. Every day you walk within your world. Every night you walk in the shores of our reality, giving you the sense of freedom and showing you the potential of freeing your mind. Many of you do not remember where you go. Some of you will only have echoes. Many will experience the night where their fears and doubts can step forward. But if you dream and the dream turns and causes your heart to race, you are experiencing the vibration of your reality, not ours. For our world is the peace that has followed the unfolding chaos of your reality. And remember, my friends, chaos does not represent in the manner of what many of you may think. Chaos can be enjoyment of unscripted, unprepared, spontaneous, that can be quite infectious to many. We observed how the description of the day, seeing how your world sleepwalks through its existence, but these individuals are lost in their own mind, free from the script of day, focused on being one within thought. No one can ever judge, for we do not see how that person has faced the morn and how they observe the rest of their night. Sometimes, my friends, you look out the window and see the earth, seeing how the spider tames the silk into its web, but see the frost of the morn and the dew upon the silk. You then see something so beautiful, you just see it through a different way. For sometimes we come and address you, and we must deliver our thoughts. And it is how mankind can respond to it. How your world has created words which invokes fear and misunderstanding. For the taboo subject of the word death. Death has become so final that you do not speak of the seed that transforms into the rose, does not mourn the husk, but you only see the beauty that evolves from it. And so I ask each of you, if you are to walk the idea that death is the end, then look at your life now and change what you can to squeeze every ounce of enjoyment out of your day. But if mankind was able to address that death is not the end, a new great beginning arises of a continuation of where you were, but without the limitations that this world has offered. As the former world will fade, and the new will rise. If this is difficult to digest, I ask of you, what was your world before you were birthed? Do you remember it? Do you remember how your body grew within the womb of the mother? Or will it stretch even further? And I ask of you, what was it like before the first ounce of life within the womb? You just simply do not remember. The pain that was when you were birthed to this world became insignificant when you were placed within the arms of the one that gave you life. And that infectious moment spread throughout the entirety, held by arms who no longer stand and cast thy shadow, but stand firmly in my world and watch you, guide you, and sit with you when you cannot sleep, lead you when you dream. If you are to look over one shoulder, from the moment that the voice was broken, what do you remember of the words I have shared with you? You won't remember the entirety, only a few statements. It represents life. You only remember a few, not every day that has passed. What you may have forgotten, others may hold. What day may have passed which seems insignificant to you may mean the world to someone else. Enjoy each other's company, even those who polish you by rubbing you against friction. For every rub makes the diamond sparkle. Some may challenge you. It is how one reacts to the challenge. Sometimes fire with fire only makes a greater fire. Let them burn themselves out when they realize no matter how hard the breath will blow, the mountain does not bow. The candle may flicker and be no more, but where does the light go? These are the simple words I share with all of you. Sergeant, my dear, I trust that you are well.
I am very well, Eric. Thank you.
It is pleasing to hear. If it is so your wish, let us proceed in the usual manner.
Well, we will proceed with some questions in the usual manner when we get back from the break, and you'll hear about how our loved ones can impact our lives from the afterlife. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Sandra Champlain will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/shades today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/shades.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
My name is Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com. Over 5 years ago, George Norrie approached me with a unique concept, a dating site for people searching for someone with interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal. From that, ParanormalDate.com was born. It's a unique site for unique people, and it's free to join to look around. If you want to upgrade and enjoy more of our great features, use promo code George for a great discount. So check it out. You got nothing to lose. ParanormalDate.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
And now more Sandra on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. What you heard before the break was some words of philosophy from a man named Eric, who is deceased. Yes, that's right. It's through the trance mediumship of Scott Milligan. Scott has been a medium for over 26 years now, spending much of his time with his eyes closed, allowing the love from the spirit world to blend with him, and they get to use his mouth to speak through him. It's extraordinary. Over the past 7 years, I would say, I've heard probably about 200 hours of conversations, and I've put them all together in a library so we can go back and ask a question about anything and find one of the answers that has been given from a friend in the spirit world. If you're new to the show, this might sound too good to be true, but you'll have to trust me on this. Eric has a completely different personality than Scott does and can answer any question thrown his way about life, death, or the afterlife. Almost every Friday, we sit with Scott on Zoom and get to enjoy a session of healing followed by these remarkable conversations. So we just heard some philosophy. Now is the time we get to ask questions. Some people ask questions themselves. Other people, I ask on their behalf. So here's the first one. I'd like to ask a question on behalf of our friend Emily.
I trust that she is well.
Yes. She says, when we talk to our loved ones in spirit and ask them for guidance or for help with a situation in our lives, do they have the ability to help? For instance, can they protect us? Can they help us in our healing? Thank you so much for being here and bringing us such comfort.
What kind words one echoes, but may I say this to you? We will do all that we can within the natural law. For you yourself must walk your own path, but we will stand firmly with you. For we may see only a step in front of you, and therefore try to influence a possibility to either bring attention to situations or cause you just to turn the other way. But the decision must be made by you, for we speak only briefly of free will. The love that those who have you will continue to nurture you and be within your company, for we only wish to see smiles from you. There are others in your world that may not see the beauty that one carries, may cause demand, certain situations where harm may come, but we will stand in front, but others may not see it. Others may not appreciate the outcome, even though it may cause such irritation, but it can prevent greater things to come. So we can do all we can. We cannot abandon you. You cannot abandon the world in which you have loved and everyone who is a part of it. But thought precedes action. If someone thinks of cruelty, we will do all that we can to bring to attention the individual that may think such viciousness. And we will try to administer healing so that they can free themselves from that situation that then causes them not to react. But as I come back to the words free will once again, as I have said, your loved ones, as well as those who inspire you, will do all they can to ensure happiness, laughter, smiles, warmth, emulate from you, but others may choose a different wish for you. In your world, you could do such harm to one another, but you can also do such good with one another. And that is what we wish to highlight. No one is born bad. It is something they grow into, we pray they grow out of. But yes, of course, those who are attracted to you will do all that they can. But remember, my friend, disagreement, even though that words may not be exchanged, is merely because the two vibrations are not in harmony with one another. And that is why then we say disharmony comes, and how mankind reacts to disharmony is what we try to then support and remedy. So each of you see each other as equals. And sometimes, my friends, the outcome may not be what you wish, but as I have said, it may prevent a greater thing occurring. If you allow me just to ramble, it is my new word that I have found. Your world still sees disharmony, and many people have been sent to fight in the name of their country. We ask for two who choose to see each other differently, to meet upon the battlefield, for everyone to lay down their arms, and the two fight with their fists, fight with their words, hurt each other, yes, humiliate each other with words. And when they're both exhausted and cannot stand, then the elder should step forward and hold both of them and say, what else can you do to each other? You must heal. Put them in a room where they have to rely on each other. And we pray once they emerge from their prison strong, they will see that each time they hurt each other, they're hurting themselves. It is only a perception. But all life is sacred. That is what we wish to remind you.
Next, we had a mom ask some questions on behalf of her 14-year-old son who was sitting with her.
Do you remember what it was like when you were on Earth?
Oh, I do. Some I wish to remember in a much more stronger capacity. Others I choose to understand that was my former way of life. May I ask you both, do you remember when you were younger and what brought you smiles?
Yes.
If you can remember that is what it's like me remembering my former life. But I will say this to you. Remembering my former existence is so exhausting because I am reminded of how it is to live within your world. One day you'll live within my reality, and I will ask you the same question, and you will smile and share good thoughts with me. What is else upon your mind?
Muslims and others believe differently than Christians believe in heaven and hell. Do we all go to the same place?
Oh, yes, my friend. No matter what you choose to follow, every path comes to our world. If a religion causes war, it was written by man. Man has the opportunity to have grievance with each other. My world, the only one we pray for and pray to, is like the sun in your world. The sun shines its warmth for everyone, and it speaks to us. It speaks in a way that I and others can understand. But at the center of it is love. All religion that was written by man must emulate love and should not discriminate or chastise. If it does, then you know it is not of any thought that is wholly from the eternal light. It was written by man, and man is flawed. What else would you like to ask of me?
The last one is, do we choose who we want to be, being born someone else?
You choose, my friend, the opportunity for people to fall in love with you. You choose the art of living. How people react to that is of their concerns. People will try to mold you and will try and steer you with the values of love and kindness. This will feed your soul so your soul can grow and be mighty. And so, my friend, I say this to you. You choose to live and you choose to fall in love. It doesn't matter how your body reacts to that. If one was born with only 9 fingers, then so be it. It is what makes you special. It makes you perfect in the eyes of everyone. So, my friend, see the world how it's meant to be, a world of paradise. Be kind to everyone. But remember, they may not be kind back. That is their concern, not yours. Is that pleasing for you?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know if you can hear him. He said yes, quietly.
And I respond to you all. I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for your acceptance. It is not often someone so young would be brave enough to speak to someone who seems so old. But remember, my friend, old or young, we can always learn from each other.
Very good words for all of us on kindness and how to be. And really wonderful that this 14-year-old boy chooses to come with his mom. If only we can learn some of these life lessons when we're young. Imagine who we become as adults. So let's go to the break, and we'll be back with Mr. Eric. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The best afterlife information you can get while you're alive.
Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. You're listening in on an extraordinary conversation that we have with a friend in the unseen world. This is Mr. Eric, and I'd like to continue with the next question. You'll hear words from Diane. Her internet connection was not the greatest, but you'll definitely get what she has to ask. Not all questions are easy, and I do know that grief is usually what brings people to us on a Friday.
Hello, my dear. I trust that you are well.
Yes. Thank you for being here. Now, we had a very unexpected sudden death of a cousin on Monday, and it's just so difficult to find words to comfort his wife and three young children. Even though I have had abilities to speak with people in my loved ones on the other side, and I have deep faith. There's that moment of anger. Why so young? Why did he choose to leave? Yes, it's, I guess, the grief process we humans go through. So if you have any beautiful insights to help me stay centered, to also comfort them, thank you.
Very kind of you, and many who hear your voice will have empathy with you and your family. May I say this to you? You are feeling grief with your family because you have known true love. Love that you are born into grows throughout you. And when one comes to our side of life, you mourn because you have known true love. to comfort anyone. You could say the most beautiful words, but their ears may not choose to accept them. You may show them great comfort, but they choose to be blinded because of the pain they are suffering. You may find that many people around them choose not to say a word because they choose not to offend, or words escape them. Speak to them honestly. Speak to them in ways that give them freedom from the routine of what they have come into. Remind them of the love. Remind them of the memories, not the act that caused one to come to our side of life. Don't allow the entirety of their life to be shadowed by their final moment. The child in our world is full of life. The only thing they lost is the ability to speak back in a manner that ears can hear. And that is why within the dreams, the one will love and walk and share thoughts, that then when one awakes, they will say it was merely a dream. But it is a way that they can communicate to the ones that are left behind. You have put such beauty into your words, but one must remind you that death is not the villain, but neither is the word itself. The body was borrowed. Life can be long or it can be short within your reality. But in our world, there is no more dying. There is only living. There are many stages that await, where consciousness shifts, and therefore they transform even into something more beautiful. But through the coming days, this is still a shock to the family. No matter how many cousins, it is still one life. I reminded the one we love. In mindfulness, I said to him, death only exists if we are forgotten. Talk about us. Think of us. And we have not died. We are buried treasure. Buried now within your memories. Keep us safe. Think of happiness, and we will think with you. There are unanswered questions, but if Mother chooses to write them down, it moves it from the brain, from the mind, from the heart, from the emotional side, immortalizes it in ink upon page. It will help through the coming days for her to write letters, to think of the child living in a foreign country, on travels, having experiences that one day will be shared. It will help just for the coming days. Someone has just whispered to me, the music by Queen. There are several songs that may wish to be listened to. We are the champions. Don't stop me now. These two songs, other voices are whispering to me. Please relay this to the family. It will bring comfort. These words will overcome. So, my dear, as I remedy this situation, the face that I can deliver to you, I say this. Speak to the family, because others choose not to. Please be careful of saying better place, but remind them of the love and memories, and how words that are immortalized on paper can be read by other eyes. Is this pleasing for you?
Yes, so beautiful. I'm quite moved. Just the perfect message. And I feel such empathy for his wife, because I also raised my children without their father. So I know the turmoil she will go through, having all that responsibility on her shoulders.
Then you can tough. You can yoke your strength from your experience. You know what words are fitting. Then use the experience that you have gone through and say, we will face this together. But remember what one has just said to you. The song, Don't Stop Me Now. Remember I said that, and share it accordingly. Even though that their faith may be different to you, it is about being a listening ear and a form of release. As I have said, grief is the shadow of love. And when one is grieving, the rest of the world may not understand or know the right words, and therefore may choose not to say anything. When one wishes to be spoken to plainly, normal, and honest, is that pleasing for you?
Yes, thank you for dedicating so much time. Thank you. This has been a breath of fresh air. So thank you. And to Sandra too. Love you, Sadie.
May I say this to you? What you have just said to me, being a breath of fresh air, you yourself can be that listening ear that gives fresh air to the one you think of. If that is pleasing for you, let us move along.
Thank you, Diana, and thank you, Eric. We'll have more words from Mr. Eric after our break, but I just wanted to touch on grief. It really is the thing, I think, that brings most of us together, looking for evidence of the afterlife. To a certain extent, we have to honor grief. It is a biological change that happens within our body. So many times, I know you've been there, we want to turn it off. We want to get through it the fastest. I encourage you, if you have not read my book or have read chapter 10 of my book, it is How to Survive Grief. It talks in detail about what happens within our bodies, why we cry so much, why we ache so much. It is a nightmare going through grief. But there are ways to move through it a bit faster and to alleviate some of the pain. So I will give you absolutely everything I've got to help you through the grieving process, to help you know that your loved ones are around, to help you realize that you are one of a kind, you are special, and for you to keep your light shining, knowing that at any moment you are surrounded by love, these invisible beings that love you, support you, are cheering you on. And that moment that we all cross that finish line of life, we simply close our eyes and open them again. And our loved ones are there. Our pets are there. And it is a land so much like the life we are living now. With that, we're going to go into our last break. And when we come back, we'll have some more words from Mr. Eric. I do hope you come join us on a Friday sometime. I think you'd enjoy it and get your questions answered. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Sky, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. I mentioned before that you can come join us on our Fridays for In the Arms of Eternity with Scott Milligan. Easy to find. Go to wedontdie.com, click on the store page, and you'll find the next upcoming event with him. Also, towards the bottom of that page, you'll see tons of past demonstrations we did. You can join for free. You can leave a donation. Completely up to you. Also at the wedontdie.com page, if you go to the top of the page, you'll see a tab that says Scott Milligan. You can see his upcoming classes and other events, and there's a at-home study course. When I was first interested in trance mediumship, I was told I didn't have enough evidential mediumship experience to delve into the world of trance. Well, that's just nonsense. It is a wonderful experience for anyone to just learn how to quiet the mind and blend with those subtle energies. It takes years to become a trance medium, but to understand it and sit, it's one of the most enjoyable things. Also, on that WeDon'tDie.com homepage, if you scroll down towards the bottom, you can join my email list. And why I recommend you do this is you get a free copy of my book. It says, give your email address and get the first few chapters. The truth is, it is the entire book. I don't want money to stand between you and the information that I have in there. Chapter 10 is How to Survive Grief, and I think it is the most important chapter. So I welcome you to read that. We're going to continue on with Mr. Eric, also known as Scott Milligan in the trance state. Any passing is painful, and extra painful, I feel, is when a loved one takes their own life. So this next question addresses that. Eric, one of our friends here has just put in our message box that her cousin's son
died this past week by taking his own life at the age of 22. Could you talk about that subject?
Of course, my friend, and I will speak plainly but gently. Plainly to say, no matter how they come to our side of life, they are met with great love. This idea that certain religions have planted weeds within the fields of love. No one is condemned. No one is punished. The only ones that are condemned or punished are the people who are left behind with the unanswered questions. For we do not know the circumstance of one who has chosen to blow out the light so it can burn so brightly in our world. So let me face the word suicide, which should be burnt from the pages of the languages of your world. Those who have migrated to our world are met with love. Confusion, what they had just a moment ago, is no more. Ailment is no more. The cloudiness of thought is no more. I must reiterate, is no more. They do not remember at that moment of transitioning of what has occurred to their physical body. They are met by those who love them and can counsel them and assist them. And they adjust from one vibration to another, and they enter the summer land where they can be what they wish, act how they like, with no harm or effect to anyone. But then we are reminded of their joy is a sadness to many others who now stand within your world. Our world surrounds the people and the family and try wherever possible to bring just a flicker of light, for they now have fallen into darkness. The pain and suffering that one may have faced is taken away, but it is given to all those who are left behind. Through counsel and love and the aid and cooperation of your world, the days will be long and the nights even longer for them. But we will do all that we can to remind them of happiness, as anger will be the reaction of grief, sadness, suffering, darker thoughts, and the question, what if? This shall not rise or should not rise, because nothing you could have done would have stopped. If one is motivated and determined, all you can do now is to hold the entirety of the individual's life and see the happiness, the conversations that invoked laughter, and try not to think of sadness. This will be difficult, I say to you, as it is a natural reaction to the shock. This is why, my friends, I say this to you. Your world has learned many lies. Certain religions say they are condemned. They are not. Certain spiritual people will say they need rescuing. They need no rescuing. We come to rescue you. And so I say this to you. See the person, the individual, at their utmost best. And this is how they are within our reality. But certain words have been created through fear or control that has become weeds and lies. In our world, the individual will take a duty This duty will serve many, but this duty is not a punishment. And I must stress this. The duty will bring fulfillment to the individual, but it will also bring great benefit to humanity. Sartre, my friend, is that pleasing for you?
Yes, thank you, Eric.
I trust it will be pleasing to the one that is suffering, but has asked on behalf of many.
Yes.
Let us continue.
All right. Eric, I'd like to ask a question on behalf of Tony.
I trust Tony as well.
Yes. He says, in order to continue our growth, what is the most important quality or attitude we can bring with us from the physical world when we return to spirit?
Well, my friend, may I say this to you? In the state of familiarity, which is the vibration from your world to our reality, helping you to then adjust that the former world in which you have lived, abided by the law, has now faded away. To have openness and willingness to see the new world, not as a guest, but as your reality, where old acquaintances are reunited. For your mind to accept communication is by thought, and therefore you can hold conversation with all aspects of life, from the mighty to the mite, and to the minute, to the ones that seem to have no voice at all. You will progress within our world to all wants and needs are attained, for you to realize that time has no value in our world. It is of a former world. You will attain knowledge in the halls of learning. You will attain friendships when you appear to meetings and concerts of our reality. There is no war in our world. There is only a deeper understanding. It is of progression. Many people who come to our side of life will say, but I worked all my life to gain money. How do I make money? We simply smile and say, if that is what you wish, here, have our money. We have no means for it. We will fill their pockets with all that they wish. And say, once you're heavy enough, are you happy? Where can I spend it, I hear? There is nowhere around here who takes it. That is why we have no means for it. But the currency that I offer you is love. Love. So fill yourselves now and forevermore with love and memory. Have the means to place food upon table and rest your head upon a feather pillow. Then, my friend, you support the physical body, but the physical body is the shortest part of the journey. The soul requires substance from love, from memories, laughter, and of experience. So help you further yourselves within our reality is fulfilling all your wants and desires. Once that has been attained, then you'll progress within the greater world, attaining greater understanding, and if one wishes to have duties, for I myself have chosen to duty to serve your world, and once the need has been completed, and the one we love has returned, then I will progress, because I have fulfilled all that I wish and all that was required.
Oh, I can never tire of listening to Mr. Eric. And again, you are welcome to listen to all past replays. I wish you a wonderful rest of your day. Remember, you aren't alone. You are so special. You are so dear. You are so one of a kind. Go create some memories and love. This is Sandra Champlain. Thank you for listening to Shades of the Afterlife. on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
And if you like this episode of Shades of the Afterlife, wait until you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.